Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today Sophie and I are digging into John Bogle's The Little Book of Common Sense Investing. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you as angry as it made me?
Oh, absolutely. But also relieved, you know? It's this incredible mix of fury at the financial industry and this calm, almost meditative sense that you can actually win by doing almost nothing. Bogle basically spends the whole book dismantling the idea that you can beat the market.
Right. And he has the credibility to do it because he founded Vanguard and invented the first index fund. He's not some outsider yelling at the system. He's the guy who built a better cage.
Yeah, and he calls the industry a giant scam in polite terms. The core argument is brutally simple. Before costs, we are all the market. After costs, we are all below the market. So the only way to capture the market's return is to minimize costs.
And that's exactly what an index fund does. It owns every stock in the market, so it just sits there. No trading, no guessing, no paying expensive managers to pick winners.
Exactly.
And Bogle walks through the math in a way that's hard to argue with. If the market returns 7% a year, a $10,000 investment in a low-cost index fund grows to over $500,000 in 60 years. But if you pay just 2.5% a year in fees, that same $10,000 only becomes about $130,000. The industry has taken $400,000 of your potential wealth.
That's staggering. It's not a small difference. It's the difference between a comfortable retirement and a struggle. And yet most people are still in actively managed funds that charge those high fees.
Because the entire system is designed to make you feel like you have to do something. The financial media parades experts. The brokers want you to trade. The fund companies want you to chase the hot performer. But Bogle shows that last year's winners are almost never next year's winners. Chasing performance is like driving by looking in the rearview mirror.
It's a guaranteed way to crash. And he's got decades of data to back that up. The funds that take the most risk to spike in 1 year are the ones most likely to implode later. Meanwhile, the index fund just keeps chugging along.
Right.
And Bogle's solution is beautifully simple, a two-fund portfolio. A total stock market index fund that owns every publicly traded company in America and a total bond market index fund for stability. Your allocation depends on your age and your risk tolerance. Then you rebalance once a year, selling a little of what's done well to buy more of what's done poorly. That forces you to buy low and sell high mechanically.
I love that part. It takes the emotion out of it completely. And honestly, the biggest enemy of the investor isn't the market, it's themselves. When the market crashes 50%, every instinct screams at you to sell. But Bogle says, stay the course. The market has always recovered and gone on to new highs.
The discipline to do nothing is the ultimate investment skill. And the index fund is a tool for behavioral control. By removing the need to make decisions, it removes the opportunity for self-destruction. You're not buying a ticker symbol, you're buying a small slice of the American economy.
He also talks about time being the single most important factor. A dollar invested at 7% doubles in 10 years, quadruples in 20, and grows eightfold in 30. Starting early is way more powerful than saving more later.
Yeah, the last decade of a 40-year investment journey is far more powerful than the first. That's why starting now, even with a small amount, is so critical. And Bogle is also skeptical of international investing. He says for a U.S. investor, owning the total U.S. stock market is sufficient because American companies already do business globally.
He's not dogmatic about it, but he keeps coming back to simplicity. The more complex your strategy, the more likely you are to make a mistake or pay too much. He even warns against smart beta and factor investing as just more expensive active management in disguise.
Right.
And there's a beautiful philosophical layer to the book, too. He wants investors to think of themselves as owners of businesses, not renters of stocks. When you own a broad index fund, you own a piece of every major corporation. You're a capitalist benefiting from the entire economy's growth. It's democratic and humble.
Yeah, It's almost a rejection of arrogance. The active manager thinks they're smarter than the market, but the index fund embraces the wisdom of the crowd. The collective knowledge of all investors is already priced in.
So the takeaway for me is this: the whole secret to investing is to own the whole market, pay as little as possible, and then wait. Everything else is noise designed to separate you from your money.
That's exactly what I'm taking away. It's permission to be boring, to be lazy even, and to end up rich because of it.
And if you want to go deeper into Bogle's philosophy or explore other books on investing, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. So Sophie, final thought?
Bogle's book is a call to wisdom. In investing, as in life, the simplest path is often the best. The greatest gift you can give your future self is a low-cost index fund and the discipline to leave it alone. That's common sense. We'll see you in the next one.